Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece about vibe coding in the latest Visual Studio preview. Buckle up, folks. It's gonna be a wild ride.
Vibe coding? Sounds groovy. Is that like coding by just thinking really hard?
Not quite. It's about using AI, specifically GitHub Copilot, to do the heavy lifting based on your instructions, spoken or typed. Think of it as coding by vibing with your AI buddy.
So you're telling me I can just tell Copilot, hey, build me a website that looks like this picture, and it'll magically appear?
Well, the article explores that very idea. The author, David Rimmel, experimented with this vibe coding using Copilot edits in Visual Studio 2022, following a similar demo by Microsoft's Amy Nguyen.
And did it work?
Kind of. Replicating Nguyen's to-do list experiment, where Copilot turned a counterpage into a fully functional to-do app, was a success. Even with a bit of a clunky prompt, it worked. Copilot even laid out a plan and let the author accept changes, step by step.
Impressive. So all sunshine and rainbows then?
Not exactly. Things took a turn when Rimmel tried a more ambitious project, replacing a web page with a new web app design based on an image. He ran into a wall of errors. It turns out Copilot, while good at coding, isn't so hot at creating new folders. It's like having a brilliant chef who can't find the pots and pans. Pretty funny if you think about it.
I see, so it's not quite, tell me what to do, and it magically happens?
Yeah, there's still some, you know, human intervention needed. In the end, Rimmel had to manually fix things and even use ChatGPT to generate some scaffolding code. Not exactly the seamless vibe he was hoping for, right?
So is vibe coding just hype then?
Not necessarily. I think it shows the potential of AI-assisted coding, but it's still early days. There are limitations, like folder creation, that need to be addressed before it becomes truly vibey.
So what's the takeaway here? Should I be throwing away my keyboard just yet?
Hold on to your keyboard for now, but definitely keep an eye on vibe coding. The idea of coding through natural language and images is exciting. Who knows? Maybe one day, our IDEs will be more like musical instruments and we'll be composing software symphonies rather than writing lines of code, right?
I dig that. A coding jam session.
Exactly. And that's all the time we have for today, folks. Thanks for tuning in.
Goodbye.